Blog Talk Radio.
They say change will never, but they don't know you like we do. Where is the world in your name? We heard that there is no way. We heard that I would live. They had what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name.
You said,
Hallelujah. Believe for it. Hallelujah. I want to say this, and I don't know who's it for, but I was not going to play that song. That's not the song I wanted to play. So some kind of way the spirit moved, and the song was played. Don't get it twisted. I have gratitude. I appreciate everything that's happening. But that song is for somebody. Lord, I believe for it. So whatever it is you're believing for, call it done. Call it done, bless God. It's done. You've been believing for something, call it done. Because I was not going to, and maybe somebody right now wants something done. God's saying, believe for it. Believe for it. Believe for your happiness. Believe for your family. I don't know, whatever you believe in, believe for it. Believe for it. God wants you to believe for it. That's exactly what he wants. He wants you to believe for it. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We so happy to have each and every one of you all. That song said, believe for it. That's what you must do, especially at a time like we're living in. You have to believe for it. Whatever it is, God is saying, believe for it. You're my child. Believe for it. I got you. Believe for it. He wants you to believe for it. That's where God got us at right now, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
It ain't about what you feel. Believe for it. If it's money, if it's finances, if maybe somebody wants their child to change their ways. I don't know what it is, but God says, believe for it. That's what I'm hearing in my spirit right now. Because I was not going to play this song. So some kind of way, supernaturally, divinely, God allowed us to play this song. So I just want to put that emphasis on that. Listen, brothers and sisters, believe for it. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but right now you're facing some stuff. God said, believe for it. I don't know. Maybe there's a bill you need to take care of. So I said, believe for it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's some finances. God said, believe for it. He want to give it to you, but he wants you to get it like all of his children get their stuff. Believe for it. Believe that.
Amen.
And don't nobody hold this against me, but I want you to really hear what I'm saying. You know how you used to wait on Christmas and you wasn't for sure if you were going to get that toy you asked mother for or dad for? You remember that? I know you can remember those days when there was something you wanted real bad. And you hoped and you believed for it. My mama going to get me this. Daddy going to get me that. God said, believe for it. Be patient. Believe for it. It's happening. It's going to happen for you. Now, with that being said, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but that's real important, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, man, that was divinely orchestrated by the Holy Ghost. That was not the song I was going to play. But because God said it, I believe it. So you find a scripture and you stand on it. You believe for it.
That's right.
That's a prophetic word for somebody right now. God wants you to have it because you're his child.
Yeah.
He loves you like that. Yes. He loves you like that. And if you look at it like, you know your child wants something real special. I hate to use this analogy, but right now this is all I got. It's all I got right now. You know how Sunday school, how on Christmas morning you were like, man, day before Christmas, like, I just wonder, am I going to get it? But you believe for it. You believe somehow, some way, your mother, your parent love you like that. And as a parent, you know that child want that. You know they want that. As a parent, you go on and get it for them. You know, she wanted that little bicycle, so hey, let me go and get a little bicycle for her, you know. She been good this week, you know. She been doing what I told her. I'm going to go ahead on and get this little bicycle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do little things that just increase your confidence in them. See what I'm saying? Let's have a word of prayer. Come on, Pastor Bell. Give us a word of prayer. But that's a divine, a prophetic word for somebody. Go ahead, Pastor.
Praise God, praise God. I thank God for him already moving in this Bible study. Amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection not on things on the earth, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're giving you thanks, Father God. We're thanking you for that message of that song that went out to whomever it was sent out to today, Father God. We're praying, Father God, that they receive it in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, be with them also, Father God, as the Holy Ghost uses our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God. And we plead in the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, on our pastor, on the listeners, on those that participate, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will have your way, that whatever we are seeking and desiring, may it be done according to your will, Father God. Father God, we know you are a healer, Father God, and we're praying for healing for those that stand in need of a healing. We're praying for those that have hearts heavy, they're burdened down with whatever they may be facing. Know that you are a way maker out of no way, and there is nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. We just have to trust you, Father God. For the scripture tells us to trust the Lord with all of thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all of thy ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Be with those who are bereaved today, Father God. Give them a peace of mind. And those that are going through, Father God, be with them, Father God. May that word be spoken to them to encourage their heart and uplift them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise. Now, Lord, bless our pastor as he teaches the word. Bless us to receive the word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that prayer. I'm unapologetic, yeah. Brothers and sisters. When you come to the Word of God, God wants us to speak life into each other.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm going to say that again. God wants us to speak life into each other. And that's part of why,
yeah,
God had me on this checklist. He said, make a checklist. What are you doing? Make you a checklist. Now, all of our lives may be a little different. As bad as I want to finish up on Psalm 91, God said, tell the people to make a checklist. And yesterday we kind of went over a few of the things, but this checklist is going to start with 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 9, or 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, 6th through the 9th verse. I'm going to read it from the King James Version. And listen, brothers and sisters, I don't know who these messages for, but let's act like they're for you. Let's act like they're for us. I'm going to act like it's for me. I'm going to take it to heart. I'm not going to worry about the man over there. See, a lot of times we worry about the mote in somebody else's eye. How about in ours? What's going on with us?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to see what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not condemnation.
Yeah.
That's so that you can be able to help the body of Christ. Yeah. So in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 9, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that, Rousseau, we are at home in the body. We are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willingly, rather than to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that rather present or absent, we may be accepted of him.
Amen, amen. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 9 from the Message Bible. That's why we live with such good cheer. You won't see us drooping our heads or dragging our feet. Cramped conditions here don't get us down. They only remind us of the spacious living condition ahead. It's what we trust in, but don't yet see that keeps us going. Do you suppose a few ruts in the road or rocks are going to stop us? When the time comes, we'll be plenty ready to exchange exile for homecoming. But neither exile nor homecoming is the main thing. Cheerfully pleasing God is the main thing, and that's what we aim to do, regardless of our condition. Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, we walk by faith, okay? Let me say this, because it's so important that you understand that without this, you can't please God. Now, can I just make that real plain to you? Without you walking according to the word of God, whatever it is, you ain't pleasing God. It's what you're doing is pointless. That's why sometimes we have to do a checkup and see if, hey, am I preaching the faith? Am I preaching the word of God? Am I really bringing the good news, glad tidings? Remember when Jesus stood up in the temple? What was that? Isaiah 61? Remember Isaiah 61 when Jesus stood up? Did you hear what he said? I mean, those folks was, matter of fact, the Bible said they was amazed at him. When he stood up, well, you can find the scripture over there in Luke. But when he stood up, it was what he read and how he read it.
Mm-hmm.
He told those people, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and have anointed me to preach. Well, what you going to preach? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to preach good news. How come we can't preach good news? How come we can't teach people the good stuff about God? That's what Jesus did.
Amen.
When he stood up, he found where it was written in the book of Isaiah. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord have anointed me to preach good news. Unto the meek, not everybody got to be meek now, he that sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to open of the prison to them that are bound. Hey, people will, and the second verse says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to confront all that mourn. Watch out now. God's finna give you something here now. To appoint unto that mount in Zion, to give unto them beauty for their ashes, or for joy, mourning, the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. Then said it was, they can be called trees of righteousness. Got to get that. The fanning of the Lord, that he may be glorified. What an awesome message, man, Jesus had. He said, okay, I see that the place is wasted. It's okay. I'm finna raise them up now. I'm finna make the disarray places. I'm finna repair these things. See, because that's what he was called to do. And the Lord said, you need to check yourself. See if you're doing this. Now, this is for me. It may not be for you. But if it is, you check yourself. It's the spirit that's on you, that's of God. If it is, it should be to preach the same thing Jesus preached. And that was good tidings. Ain't nobody finna prophesy no lie on me. They ain't finna prophet lie over me. Lady said, I said, hold on, ma'am. You ain't talking to me. You couldn't be talking to me. Because I know what God did for me, and I saw it in the word that he proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord, that the vengeance of our God is to confront all that mourn I said, man, do you realize what God have did? She said, what you talking about? I said, he have given me beauty for my ashes. What an exchange.
Yeah.
He took all that bad stuff, and he gave me good stuff. The oil of joy for my mourning. I don't have to mourn. And I got joy now. In the midst of all of that, God have given me joy. And that's why he put on me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. Because sometimes things get to you. God said, just go on and praise me.
Yeah.
That he may be called a tree of righteousness. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want you to know. We're making a checklist here. And it's important that you understand. Therefore, we make it our aim, brother, to present of absence, it doesn't matter, to be willing, pleasing to him. See, you got to come to a place that you want to please the Father. And the thing that pleases the Father is you walking by his word. You're doing what his word says to do. I like that new King James Version on 2 Corinthians 5:6-9. Church. God wants us to walk by faith. When Jesus stood up there and made that declaration, all eyes focused on him. But that scripture was for the Messiah. So Jesus had to walk into all of that, those people who knew that word was for the Messiah, and let the people know the Messiah has arrived. I don't know. I'm just going to tell somebody something right now. If you're listening, this is for you. God said, you got to tell it. You got to tell it. You got to tell what you know. You got to help some folks. And he wants you to walk with faith. You got that word, boom, you go forward. You share it with them. That pleases God. And then teach them this, number one. Believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Remember Mark 11:23? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say, as to speak, unto the mountains, to be thy removed, and be thy cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he said to come, to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. That's Mark 11:23. Can I make it a little bit more plainer for you? You're going to have it. If you speak it and not doubt it, but believe it, it's yours. Got to do that. You can't walk around in doubt, uncertain. God want to move in somebody's life right now. He had you to cross people's path. I don't know who it is. But you've got to start speaking that word. And God haven't changed his mind. He is not going to change his mind. He's not a man that he can lie. He's not going to change his mind. He said, so whatever you say, not what I say, but whatever you say to that person, you got to let people know. Man, God ain't mad at nobody. I don't know where that lie came from anyway. God doing a great thing. Last time I checked.
Yes,
see, when the anointing is on your life and you preaching, it ought to be something good, not bad.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You ought to preach good tidings. It's a good message to the meek. It's good. It's good to know that greater is he that is in you than the he that's in the world. It's good to know that God wants you to be like him. It's good to know that he wants you to have Christ's mind. There's some good stuff to know. Folks don't want you to know that. The devil don't want you to know that. The devil don't want you to know he is a defeated foe. So if he can keep that from you, you know, if he can keep Ephesians 5:1 from you, from being a follower of God to imitate Christ, the devil don't want you to know that you can imitate Christ. The last thing he wants you on your checklist that you can act like Christ. Last thing he wants you to know is 2 Timothy 1:7. But the power and of the love and of a sound mind, he don't want you to have that. He don't want you to know that you got power. Matter of fact, the last thing Satan wants to hear come out of your mouth is 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's why I said so much, because he said, therefore now. I don't know nobody after the flesh. I know everything by the spirit. Because he said, therefore, so you go back and see what it's for. So in 2 Corinthians 5:16, you'll see it. So 17, everybody knows. 16 says, wherefore, and henceforth, know nobody after the flesh. See, so when you're witnessing and sharing with people, don't look at the flesh. Look at the spirit. You're doing a mighty work, man. God called you to be like him. You're in God's class. So the devil don't want you to know that you're a new creation. God is changing us on a day-to-day basis from the image of glory to glory. The last thing Satan wants you to know is that you're in the glory of God. He would do everything possible to keep you out of God's glory. See, he fell out of God's glory, so he can't get back up in there. But your ticket's still good. His city got to your ticket. You can still get in the game. The man says, if you just got a stub, just show a stub, just a little bit, you can still get in there. So I'm going to tell you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, you can get in there. He translated every day into his kingdom or his dear son. He wants you up in there. Lucifer don't want you up in there. So that's one thing on the checklist. Let me move on. Okay. The next thing on the checklist, let me finish the scripture, because I said in Mark 11:23, see, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, and his permanent mission. See, that's what you got to open your eyes to. Know what he comes to do. Steal, kill, and destroy the word of God that's in you. He don't care about your house. Don't care about that fine car you got. Don't care about that fine husband you got. He could far less care. He don't want you to hold on to that word. Because, see, when you start holding on to the word of God, you become one of the most dangerous individuals on the face of the earth as far as Satan is concerned. Because he can't do nothing with you when you're speaking God's word. Can't do anything with you. And he knows that. That's why. What you think he want to steal from you? He got houses. He got businesses. He got all of this stuff. He don't want that. He wants something he don't have, and that's the word of God. So since he can't have it, he want to kill it because it's in you. Number two. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Got to start walking in forgiveness. Man, I didn't realize it was so late. Wow. You got to walk in a forgiveness heart. Forgive them. It doesn't matter. Why you trying to hold on to it anyway? You ain't punishing nobody. They say, well, you don't know he raped me. Who cares? So what? Get over it. Matter of fact, you're going to do something, pray for him. And then you're going to mess him up now. Start praying for him. Well, you just, no, I'm not just saying that. I want you to walk with faith, because I want you to see what the power of God, I want you to see the power of God, man, work like never, ever before. And we can just realize these things are eternal, man. God's going to work it just the same. He did yesterday. He's going to do it today, and he'll do it tomorrow, because that's who he is. We're preaching good news here. We're telling people what the word of God say they are. And I told my daughter this morning, I said, I know you probably heard all kinds of things about your daddy. I said, but baby, let me tell you something. All those bad things you heard, throw it in the trash. I said, because that just tested me. That didn't define me. If you want to know the truth, that tested me. I said, and you don't have some things in your life that tested you. No, I'm not saying it was a good thing, but it doesn't matter. That just tested me. It didn't define me. I'm defined by the word of God. That's how I'm defined. I say what the word says about me. I could far less care about my past. What can I do about it? Get over it. You got to get over your past, people. You got to let that go, man. And you realize that you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. God, man, yeah. I'm going to tell you, it's a heaviness on me because you're trying to hold on to that old person. They gone, man. And
amen.
So what? You got your spirit now. You can live this new life. You can walk in the newness of life.
Hallelujah.
And if you be
Hallelujah.
Honest with yourself, you can't operate like you did when you was 15 and 17 and 20 and 30.
Amen.
And some of you in your fathers. You can't do those things now. You God has
Amen.
Brought you to a different place, man. You gotta hear me, dear heart. God will place you somewhere else, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you trying to see it through the optical nerve. You won't. You walk by faith. You walk by the word of God. That's what he done called you.
Yeah.
He called you out of that. He called you to exalt you. And the devil's still trying to hold you down mentally. If you'll just have your mind renewed on the word of God, hallelujah. Listen to your heart. God is crying for you. He spared you. Do you realize that COVID took a lot of people out? Do you realize people are dying over in Israel? God preserving you such a time as this. Because he's concerned about your eternal life. People, this stuff here is just temporary, okay? Temporary, just temporary. That's what you got to know, that this life is just temporary. It ain't finna last. It's temporary. It's not eternal.
Amen.
And that's important
Amen.
To God, because he wants you to be with him eternally.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
One more thing I'm going to do on the checklist, and I'm going to let it go. Because, see, faith will not work in an unforgiveness heart. The Bible says,
Amen.
And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have any ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So that's conditional there. Check your heart. Is there someone you need to forgive? Sometimes that person we need to forgive can be surpassing that person that we need to forgive can be right there in the bed with us. You ain't got to go through all the stuff to say, you know what? I just want to forgive everybody. Anybody did anything to me, speak it on out. Speak it with your mouth.
Amen.
Maybe you got to make a call. I don't know. But have you taken up a moment to say, who have I offended? Who have offended me? You remember what the doctors do? Because you go to the doctor, what they do is they do what is called a diagnostic. You do a diagnostic on yourself. Have you taken up an offense at a public? I mean, what have you did to somebody? And if what have somebody did to you? Position yourself in a way that you can say, you know what, I forgive you, Pastor, because see, you don't want to walk around with unforgiveness. That will interfere with your faith. That will interfere with your faith when you're walking around in unforgiveness. As the people did some stuff to me, man, you know what? When I was in business, I used to use a terminology that I call our candidates doing business. So if I lost $500,000, $2,000, I say, I just count that as, you know, the cost of doing business. And remember what God said to us the other day? We got to grow in his grace. And part of his grace is you learn to forgive people. You learn to go on and bless them anyway. But that's part of the grace. See? That's part of that covenant there that we're going to be talking about. That grace, of that covenant grace, it ain't nothing like it, man. You don't have to work for it.
Amen.
You operate in it. You do some stuff. You know, You're blessed going in. You're blessed coming out. You know, you operate in there.
Hallelujah.
You ain't worried. God got your back. Remember Psalm 91? God got you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a shelter, man. You're in a shelter. So you don't have no responsibility. They got to check the light when you're in that shelter. That's what Psalm 91 says. You're in the shelter. They got to pay your light. They got to pay your gas. They got to make sure you eat. They got to make sure you got a place to sleep. I mean, they got to make sure that the walls are protected. They got to make sure they have security. See, you're protected because you're under the shadow of the Almighty.
Hallelujah.
But you got to walk in forgiveness. You can't blame the man that fired you off your job. Let it go. So what? God got another one for you.
Amen.
That woman that dogged you out, don't worry about her. God got something. He got something better for you. That man that you've been talking about who was no good and he wasn't this and he wasn't that, don't worry. Let that go and put it in the sea of forgiveness. Forget it.
Because
you do not want to walk around with unforgiveness. Because it will interfere with your faith walk. You start saying, thank you, Lord. And don't always be talking about, oh, it ain't me. Check yourself. The man in the mirror. Check them. Do a check on you. Okay. We're at that point now. If anybody have any comments, anything you want to say, anything you want to share, you want to bless somebody, want to speak a word, press one, and we'll let you come in. And again, I'm just being led every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, hold on. Please. We got somebody here. Who we got? Oh, Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I had a song in my heart as I came home from the hospital. It just popped in my head. The song, I don't know who sings it, but it's Won't He Do It? Yes, He Will.
Mm-hmm.
Won't He Do It? Yes, He Will.
He will.
He will do it.
Yeah, yeah.
When I went into the hospital, both of my numbers on my blood pressure were below 100. I was trying to leave up out of here, but the Lord said, oh, no, it's not her time. I'm not ready for that one. He touched my body. He blessed me. That blood pressure came back up like it was supposed to be. If the devil had his way, his numbers would stay down, and I wouldn't be here. But that song, Won't He Do It? Yes, He Will. Just believe
Hallelujah.
It. Just believe it. Yes, He will do it. I thank the Lord for His many blessings. I thank all the saints for their prayers. Because prayer works. I don't care what nobody says.
Prayer works. Hallelujah.
I am a witness. He healed my foot. Y'all seen that foot? That wasn't normal. And now I have one on my butt. And that's about healed up. Won't He do it? Yes, He will.
Hallelujah.
Yes, He will. Just believe. Praise Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm about to do this
again. Yeah.
Let me do it again. She's a friend. Yes. I'm in line. So there's always I'm
Yes, he will.
That's a little bit for you. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Bless one. Anybody else?
God.
Thank you so much, Evangelist
Amen.
Renee.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Evangelist
I
Pastor
like
Merrill.
Too.
Evangelist
Amen.
Pastor Merrill.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Good morning. I mean, good afternoon, Pastor Bill and Pastor Beasley. Hey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Faith is what substance? It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence, meaning what is it? It's what the Word of God says. I believe, I trust, I have faith in what God says. And as Sister Renee says, her foot was one way. And because she trusts God and because she believes in God, it's another way now.
Hallelujah.
I've never seen it, but because she said it, I believe it.
Yeah.
Because
Amen.
I trust God that if she trusts him to do what he said he would do, then he will do it. So I believe
mm-hmm.
it. I don't have to see it. I don't have to touch it. I don't have to know in my knowing, deep down in my knowing, that God did it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
That's
praise
it.
God.
Yeah. Well, those that are homeowners, sometimes you can't prove you own the house, but that title is that's your substance. So that's what faith is. You got the Word of God. That's your title. That's your deed.
Mm-hmm.
That thing you own. That.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. You go and buy a piece of property, and you say it give you the title deed. That's yours. I don't care if it's over in Texas. That represents that title deed. So when you get over there, you claiming it. Hey, this is mine. I don't see it, but I know it's mine because I got the title. Well, that's what faith is. Faith is having that title deed, right? Faith is having that assurance because the Word of God said it, like the sister just said a moment ago. Hey, I don't have to see it. I don't have to feel it. The Word of God said it. So therefore, I'm believing it. I'm standing on it. I'm believing it anyway.
Hallelujah.
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 Anyone
else?
Anyone else?
But Pastor, I want to read 2 Corinthians 5 from the New King Translation. And I want to start with that 5th verse down through the 9th verse. And it says, now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. I'm sorry, I took it to the 10th verse. But yeah.
Hallelujah.
It's scriptures. Just letting us know that the spirit is guaranteed. God's spirit is a guarantee that this verse where it says, now he who has prepared for us this very thing is God, who also has given us the spirit as a guarantee. So, see, God had it all planned out for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
I think anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. I thank each and every one of you all. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Wow, tomorrow's Thursday already. What?
Already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you all for Thankful Thursday on tomorrow.